I'm being joined today by Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chin, and we're mostly talking about a delegation of ag officials that went on a recent trip looking at the United States, Canada, Mexico, and trade relationships there. So can you tell me really what the trip was, where you went, and how it went?
Sure. So the Accord Working Group on Agriculture Technology was formed in October of 2021 during the 30th annual meeting of the Trinational Agricultural Accord. The Mexico delegation actually recommended that we continue to have meetings not just once a year at the National Trinational Accord, but throughout the year. And so they invited both Canada and the United States down. We were in the state of Morelos, which is near Mexico City, and it was just to keep those face-to-face conversations going, to build that trust, to make sure that moving forward, we can have good trading relationships.
Just on that, I guess, how optimal are you after the talks? Do you see progress being made on establishing a better trading relationship?
You know, I think there's a lot of progress that has been made. There's a lot of things that we have in common with Mexico. Free trade is important to both countries as well as Canada, too. And, you know, the most important thing is we want to make sure that all of our crops in Missouri are able to go across that border, whether it's GMO or non-GMO, organic. We want to make sure that all markets remain open for Missouri agriculture products to flow into Mexico.
So correct me if I get this wrong, but the Trinational Agricultural Accord Working Group on Ag Technology, that was really created during the National Association of State Departments of Ag meeting this past fall. So which states does that include, including yourself?
So all states are able to participate in it. I was invited to go down to Mexico with the delegation this time to try and learn more about food insecurity in their nation, water and the resources that they have available to their farmers. Soil health was something that was discussed, and climate change was talked about as well. And we just talked about how Missouri farmers are able to produce crops, and we learned more about how farmers in Mexico are able to produce their crops as well.
Looking specifically at Missouri, with the ag industry being, you know, an $80 to $90 billion industry for the state, how important are exports? How much of Missouri's ag goods are exported?
You know, exports are very important to every Missouri farm because it opens up another market for our farmers and ranchers. It makes it competitive. It helps drive up the price that they receive for the products that they grow. So it's very important for all of us to make sure that we can keep all of these markets open, because if we lose a market opportunity, then that drives down the price that all farmers are receiving for their corn or their soybeans or their livestock. And so it's really important that we keep these markets open.
At these meetings, you said that this needs to be more than a once-a-year thing. Is there anything on the books in the future of a similar visit?
Our goal is to try to meet every 60 to 90 days in person with our counterparts in Canada and Mexico. So there are discussions about meeting in late August or early September again. Some of the challenges that are presented, though, are being able to get visas to come into the United States. And so that's one of the challenges that we are trying to help our counterparts in Mexico overcome, to make sure that they can get a visa to come into the United States for these meetings to take place.
Looking at the delegation that went and the discussions that were had, were there any key issues that are really something that might be a little tough or a challenge to work through in the future?
You know, I think some of the challenges are maybe the misinformation that surrounds technology and biotechnology when it comes to agriculture and growing food. There are so many people out there who put information out on the internet that is inaccurate. And so, you know, those were some of the questions that we talked about, was safety, was some of the facts behind how these products are used on farms and ranches in Missouri. Just trying to clear up some of the propaganda that maybe has been said in the past to make sure that they are making decisions grounded in science and based off factual information and not emotion.
One possible trading challenge when looking at Mexico specifically, they're looking to phase out glyphosate products in about 2 years or so by 2024. How big of a challenge does that pose to trade from the U.S.?
You know, that was something that we did talk about, and it was a decision made by their president. And so their farmers, we met with a couple of farmers, and they are looking for alternatives to glyphosate to see if there are good alternatives out there for them to use. So they are looking into this. Currently, they're still able to get some of that product, and they're very thankful for that. But their researchers are also looking to see what other opportunities might be out there to help that farming industry in Mexico make sure that they can continue to produce a crop.
All right, and then winding down here, what was it, sunny and 75 the whole time?
It was sunny and warm the entire time. It was very nice weather.
All right, well, I guess it was good for you to hop down there and step out of the randomness of Missouri weather for just a little while. So, if you have anything else you'd like to add, or is there anything else you'd like to add, or anything else I should know?
You know, I think it's just important that people remember how important trade relationships really are, and that truly is what the purpose of that meeting was, is to continue to grow and those relationships and build more trust amongst each other to make sure that we can have open communication when challenges do arise.